Say if you went into a store and they had a new kind of cheese or something, they wanted you to try it, they'd offer you a free
sample.
And a woman saw a dress that she liked a lot. She'd say the dress was very
nice, or
or it looks
good.
Mm-hmm. And something she'd wear over her dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And to sign your name in the apron, you'd use a
pencil. Pen.
And to hold the baby's diaper in place.
Pen. Safety pen.
Soup that you buy comes in a can made out of
tin.
And a dime.
And huh?
A dime is worth
10 cents.
Okay. What would a man wear to church on Sunday?
Usually his best clothes.
Mm-hmm. What would that
suit
be?
Suit.
If he just bought it, it'd be a brand...
brand new suit.
Do you remember a three-piece suit they used to have?
Yeah. Had a vest in it.
Uh-huh. A vest?
Yeah.
What else?
A coat, pants.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for pants?
Trousers.
Mm-hmm. What about something a man would wear if he's working around the barn?
Overalls.
Uh-huh. And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd say, would you run inside and what, me my coat?
Bring my coat.
So you'd say, so he went inside and
broke the coat.
And you say, here I have
your coat.
I have what to your coat?
You mean the inside piece?
He'd say, I have
have your coat or the vest or what?
Uh-huh. I have what to your coat?
Brought you a coat.
Okay. Any other name for coat?
Jacket.
Mm-hmm. Would you talk about the jacket of a suit? Is there any difference?
Jacket. I don't think so. I don't know, the jacket may be different color, or different made out of different material or something.
Mm-hmm. And you say the coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
it's big enough. Or fit.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
bulge out.
Mm-hmm. And you say, that shirt fit me till I washed it and it
shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed recently has
shrunk.
And I hope this shirt doesn't
shrink.
And something people would carry coins in would be a
money bag.
Or a coin.
Coin bag or...
What do women carry nowadays?
Pocketbooks, or most of them carry a suitcase hanging down the neck.
What about something that had a little clasp on it that people used to carry?
Change purse.
Uh-huh. And something a woman wears around her wrist?
Bracelet.
Okay. And around her neck?
A necklace.
We're talking about beads. What beads?
String of beads.
Mm-hmm. Say if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to
dress up.
Mm-hmm. And she likes to stand in front of the mirror and
primp.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that about a man?
No, not hardly.
Uh-huh. Would you say he dresses
up? Spruce
up. Uh-huh.
Yeah, dress up.
What would you call a man who spruces up?
Well, I don't know. Dude, I guess.
Do you ever hear him called a jelly bean?
Yeah. Yeah. City slicker.
Uh-huh. What was that they call him? A city slicker or a...
jelly bean or city slicker.
Does that mean the same thing?
Yeah.
Would it be an insult to call someone that? Or?
Well, I wouldn't say so. Just somebody that likes to dress up.
Uh-huh. And something men used to wear to hold up their pants.
Belt or suspenders.
Okay. And what you'd hold over you when it rains.
Umbrella.
And the last thing you put on the bed, the fancy cover.
Your bedspread or the quilt.
Mm-hmm. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillar.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?